Wouldn't take you long to come around. Good evening. Don't even ask. I already know that you are wondering why you're here. Now let me answer this. I have been stalking you for a very long time now, and I have gathered enough evidence to bring you to this interrogation room you are in. Well, I've been stalking you in many ways. I had watched you from my car, watch you enter your home every day for the past few months. I'd follow you to work. I've planted a few cameras inside your home while you even took the trash out. And so I've been watching you from inside the home also, just looking for some very suspicious activity. You've been in my life for a while now, so I'm finally happy to meet you after watching you for so long. Don't be afraid, alright? I'd be more embarrassed and afraid if I were you. Well, from normal day-to-day life, you seem to live normally, nothing weird there, but then when I monitored your internet activity, we became notified and became suspicious that we had to keep an eye on you, to say the least. We search for keywords, you see, into our systems, and then we read your conversations through sites such as Discord, WhatsApp, and then we send an agent to watch over you and gather evidence. Now, your Discord conversations were very shocking and alerted us straight away, spreading fake information about this country, saying bad things about our president, that we have to check if you aren't a Washington DC bot sent to destabilize this situation. So, can you confirm with me? Are you a Washington DC bot? No, okay? You say no. Very firm and strict no. Okay, let me note this down. You say very strict on my notes. Very strict and firm no. Now let's see what the lie detector says. Now, I'm going to plug these wires into your forehead. It's new agent technology, and it's proven to be 100% accurate. Not even 99.9%, literally 100%. So let's try to get this open. Now, I'm going to ask you again. Are you a Washington DC bot? No? Okay. We wait for the results. Takes a minute. Okay, alright, seems like you were telling the truth. Alright, well, that means nothing. You could just be a good liar and trained for this moment for years. Yeah, we've got people like you before. Yeah, next question. Are you working for a government from another country? No? Okay, but are you lying? No again? Well, whoa, you are good. I will give you that. You are good. Congratulations. You're good at this. I see right through you. But you're good. Now. No, don't look at the monitor. No, that's just the cameras of your home. Yeah, looks like your pet is doing fine. Just on your chair vibing. Another question. Is your pet working for another government? Is your pet a DC bot? Okay, not lying again. Well, This is awkward. I guess now I have to let you go.
You don't get compensated for this, okay?
No. No compensation. It's your fault that you put yourself in this position because of your Discord messages, so now you can learn to be more careful about what you are writing, but it seems like you're normal. Nothing special.
Yes, you can go now, but I have to still watch you a little while longer, so...
It is so that you don't tell a soul about this. You can't tell anyone, not even your pet, about this. It's just a protocol. Anyone that's confirmed innocent, we have to let them go, yes, but still, we have to keep an eye on them for a little longer because this is top secret. No one is meant to know. We even do this because if anyone finds out, then people become more careful and it's harder to find Washington DC bots. So we ask you also to keep an eye on Discord. If you have any suspicions of someone being a DC bot, you report them to me. So I need to give you special directions and a password to ever find where I am, but yeah. Well, if someone is found guilty, they spend a sentence in our underground jails until we send them back to where they came from, but you don't need to worry about that since I can take you off the list now, so I'll see you out. You're so cute when you're waking up. This is the second time I've watched you now. It's like we are so much more closer. Oh no, you aren't in trouble again. You are in jail because, well, I know you're innocent, but I don't know. I feel like you might be hiding something and that you might not be as innocent as I thought. I was looking at your cameras at home and I see again that you had that guest in your home. Is this woman working for Washington DC bots? Your mom? Yeah, your mom, Fritz. I've heard this one before. I think I need to hold on to you a little longer. Also, look at your surroundings better. I know you are a little drugged up right now, but you are clearly not in jail. Like, look at the wall. Look at the compote around you. The potatoes, like, obviously, you're in my basement, right under my living room, so... Welcome, hope you enjoy your stay. You are my first guest. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So exciting. Well, I also thought logically about this, like, really logically. That's the point. What is the point of spying on you for another few months when I can just keep an eye on you here instead? It's so much better, so much easier. I hate just watching you through the cameras. I just want to be closer to you. And then I finally met you earlier during our first date. Our first interview. It was so amazing. Oh yeah, sorry, I've been drinking. I have actually been drinking, yes. Would you like some? Do you want some drink? Well, it's good. It's good. It's tasty. Do you want some? No, no. Okay, if you say so. Anyway, after our time together, I can't let you go so easily like that. I watched you so long. I know your schedule. I know what games you like to play. I saw the memes you posted online and they made me laugh. So how can I let you go so easily? I know you so well, and it's only fair that you stay with me, so you can know more about me also. It's not fair if you don't know more about me also. Shh, let me speak. So, let me go through all my hobbies with you. Now, I like gaming too. I got into gaming because I watched you play games through the webcam and stuff, and your face when you lost or got angry was so funny. You could be toxic on games though, you gotta chill. But I started playing Dota 2 because I was looking up games that can be played on trash computers, so I'm so excited you're here to be able to teach me other games and stuff. I can't trust you right now to let you get out of these cuffs.
Oh yeah, you're in custody, I don't mention that. I have a lot of those because of my occupation, obviously. And I can be kinky sometimes too. But you're the first guy I've had around here in a long time, so don't worry about that. I'm constantly watching homes and stalking suspects. I don't even have time to sit and try to date all day. But you, you're just so new, like, new person. You just seem in general so cool and shit. I don't know how to describe it. I just don't want to sound creepy or anything. Do I sound creepy?
Yes? What do you know who I...
Oh, you meant to say no? No, you're so sweet. So, do you feel the same way about me?
I can't believe I just asked that. Oh my god, I asked this. Oh my god.
Like, when I was interviewing you and found out you've been getting stalked, did it make you feel flattered that someone was watching you the whole time? It's kind of romantic, right?
Hello, it was a question. Right?
Right? Right? Yes? Yeah, I'll go easy on the questions with you because you're still a little drugged. Need to wait for it to go off from you. Let me think. Oh yeah, another reason why you're here. I had to watch something happen in your bed with another woman. Did you know how it made me feel? I've been watching over you, making you sure you're safe as well. Yes, I was getting evidence and stalking you, but I also wanted to check if you were safe. Even when my shift at work was finished, I'd go and lie in my bed and open this app on my phone to watch you. And sometimes, like, a few times, I seen you in bed with another girl every time. I thought I was watching The Hub at one point. I was horrified. It broke my heart. And when you were innocent, according to the lie detector, I was heartbroken. That I could not keep you in the jail and see you more often, like every day. I knew I would miss you so much if I could not have you. I got so attached to you. I've never been attached to someone like this before. Oh my god. What do you want me to do? Fine. It's the least I can do for you right now. I'll check on your home right now. Just let me open the app on my phone. See, it was this app here. I just click here and I can, like, look. There's your toilet. There's your bedroom where I saw this happening. And here, your living room. Yeah, your bed is fine. Seems like this woman you speak of is feeding it right now. So, would you like me to kidnap your pet too and bring it here? Or? No? Are you sure this bitch can look after? Sorry, excuse me. No need for me to be jealous now about her because you're with me now. I'm just trying to think. What the fuck am I going to do when you're at work? What the fuck? How can I trust that you won't try to get out or I need to get a walk for my basement? That's what I'll do. I know it's uncomfortable right now because I don't have a bed or anything down here. It is where I make my samagon and compote. Keep my potatoes, so maybe I can transform it into a room for you. That would be amazing. Oh, it's so fun just planning our future together. Because you like me too, right? You felt it too. You felt it between us, didn't it? You felt it, didn't you? The tension between us that we like each other, right? We love each other. We like it. We like it. We are so cute together. It's so amazing. Okay, good, good. Because, you know, if you didn't feel the same way, I'd be so very unhappy. Imagine me having to watch you and stalk you again and my heart breaking. I'd have to do something terrible. I don't even want to think about it. I couldn't harm you. No, not in any way. And you wouldn't want me to harm you too, right? Yes, because you know I am an agent. I have lots of very interesting weapons and I can make anything look like an accident. You can disappear so easily, like no one will ever find out what happens. Oh, anyway, look at your face. Oh, you look so sweet right now. I need to take a picture. Oh my god, we need to take a selfie together. Oh my god, my phone. Selfie, selfie, selfie. Oh my god, oh my god. Okay, camera, camera, camera. Okay, okay. Smile. Smile for it. Smile. We look so cute. I know you think I'm dumb right now for taking a photo with you on my phone, but this phone is very private and no one can have access to it. It also made with an x-ray camera, you know, to get rid of excess clothes. We have so much new technology coming out, just available to agents and higher up. That is just insane. We have also new rockets, lasers, enough to blow up an entire continent, like poof. Oh, fuck, I said too much. I really do need to keep you down here. Why the fuck did I do it? See? Why did you make me love you so much? You made me spill these secrets. I really can't let you out now. Ever. Not like I was planning to, but now I definitely can't. Fuck and such. All right. Well, you must be hungry now, sweetie, huh? Would you like some shashlik? I'll get that right now with some best kind of potato, all right? I'll be back soon, my love. Hey, are you going to kiss me back or what? Thank you so much, handsome, for that kiss. It made me feel a lot better. You already make me feel so good. I'll do the same for you. Now, I'll get some blankets and a pillow for you also. And we can lie together. Oh, our first night together will be so... We'll be uncomfortable with the handcuffs, but we'll deal with that when it comes. Love you. Don't miss me too much.